أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Halim. Oh, so beautiful. Al-Halim literally means the forbearer. So soft, so kind. In Surah Al Imran, ayah 155, he says, وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. And certainly Allah has pardoned them. Surely Allah is forgiving and forbearing. The forbearer is a quality which shows neither anger nor rage upon witnessing disobedience and the violation of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I can put it more clearly, it's literally an attribute which is derived from the word hilm, which means taking time to do something. It also means care, attention, sensibility. Allah's hilm is his postponement of punishing those who deserve to be punishment. He does not bring about a swift vengeance. He is so soft. You know, if you look at Surah Al-Fatir, Surah Al-Fatir is Surah number 35, ayah 45, the last ayah. He says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ذَحْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَاكِنْ تُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ عَجَلَهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِبَعْدِهِ بَصِيرٌ. Were Allah to punish human beings for what they earn, He would not leave on the back of it any creatures, but He respites them till an appointed time. So when their doom comes, then Allah is seeing, or rather all aware, with respect to His abd. Allah describes Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam as Halim in Surah At-Tawbah, tender-hearted, forbearing. He says Ibrahim was forbearing, tender-hearted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hilm is the master of all good conduct. One who is Halim is almost on the same footing as the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hilm, when we apply it to ourselves, comes from the hearts. Look what he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 225. لَا يُؤَخِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِذُكُمْ بِمَا قَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah does not call you to account for what is vain in your oaths, but He will call you to account for what your hearts have earned, and Allah is forgiving and forbearing. He waits. He gives time to the sinner to realize his guilt and ask forgiveness in order that he may forgive rather than punish. He has absolute power. He is al-adl, he is just, yet he is gentle and compassionate. He prefers to pardon the guilty rather than punish them. That is al-halim. So many amongst us deny him, revolt against him, disobey him, tyrannize his abd, mistreat his creation, tyrannize themselves, and keep on doing it. But they don't even get a stomachache from eating what is stolen from orphans. Do you think they will go unpunished? Al-Alim knows, Al-Adl gentle judges. But it is the gentleness of Al-Halim which waits, preferring to see regret, change, repentance, and compensation for the harm that's done, so that he may forgive them and transform them into good abd rather than destroy them. I love this attribute. It is this compassionate attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that keeps us going. It is so beautiful. Like I mentioned, he said if he were to punish us, if he were to give us just retribution, just exactly for what we deserve, what we've done, gives us what we deserve, then there wouldn't be a person alive on the face of the earth. We are so quick to judge, so quick to hurt. You know, there's a wonderful story which says that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a man committing a sin. So he raises his hands and tells, Ya Allah, you just caused this man to perish. And it happened. He saw a second one and a third one, and he kept on repeating his plea. And he saw a fourth one. And Allah said, Ibrahim, stop. If we were to annihilate every one of our servants who committed a sin, then who would survive? But Ibrahim, when one sins, we give him respite. If he repents, we accept his repentance. If he persists, we postpone his penalty, knowing that he cannot escape from our domain. It is narrated that there was a young man who used to commit many sins and used to persist in sinning. He's to do tawbah, immediately go back to sinning. And having done so quite often, one day Shaitan addresses him, saying, "For how long will you keep sinning and repenting?" Shaitan wished that Allah would cause this man to lose hope in his mercy and become despondent. That night, when night came, the man did wudu and offered 2 rakats of salah. He raised his eyes to the heavens and he says, "O you who protects the righteous against sinning, O you who safeguards those who are protected from sinning, who makes the righteous what they are, if you neglect me, you will find me losing heart. My forelock is in your hand, my debts are before you, O you who changes hearts. I plead to you to keep my heart firm on following your creed." And Allah says to his angels, "O angels of mine, have you heard his statement? Bear witness then that I have forgiven all his past sins and safeguarded him against sinning for the rest of his life. It is Al-Halim to whom you ask." But remember, you cannot ask if you do not develop Hilm within your own heart. How can one ask for something when it doesn't even exist within ourselves? We don't even recognize it, so how are we going to ask for it? The idea, when we apply Al-Halim to our lives, is to have this gentleness, to have this forbearance. Allah loves those who are not ready to condemn, to avenge, but rather wait and hope that their adversaries will change. And they are Halim. If you find that you get angry very quickly, then as soon as you think the anger is bubbling up, recite Ya Halim 88 times. If you find that in a relationship of marriage, one partner has fallen out of love, then write this name on an apple and eat it. It may help to restore the affection. If Al-Halim is written on a paper and dissolved in water, and the water is sprinkled on a field or a garden, then the earth will start bearing crops. If, inshallah,